The atmospheric ruins of St. Benet's Abbey stand in a reed-fringed water meadow beside the River Bure. Often the only sound is the lapping of water and the cries of wild birds, but once a year the air is filled with song, prayer, and the celebrations of a spectacular open-air church service. This is the only monastery in England not closed by Henry VIII. Instead, it was given to the Bishop of Norwich, and to this day every Bishop of Norwich is also Abbot of St. Benedict's. And once a year the Bishop arrives by wherry to lead hymns and prayers around the cross, which marks the site where the magnificent high altar of the Abbey once stood. The people who gather for the annual summer service, priests, pilgrims, worshippers, walkers and sailors who have chanced upon the picturesque scene, are continuing a tradition of more than 1,000 years of Christian praise and prayer on this spot. In 1019, King Canute, of failing to hold back the tide fame, and monarch of Denmark, Norway, Sweden and England, gave this land to a group of monks to build a monastery. Even before then, there are stories of holy hermits living here. The monks followed the rules of St. Benedict, or Benet in medieval English. Today, the St. Benet service is open to all and arranged by members of the St. Benet's community, based in nearby Horning. They are the heirs of the Benedictine monks who lived, worked and worshipped in the abbey. This summer, local rector, the Reverend Ben Bradshaw, who is rector of Horning, is also the prior of St. Benet's, is hoping to extend and revitalise the community. He is looking for people, men and women, single or married, lay or clergy, interested in bringing inspiration from the Benedictine way of life to their own day-to-day lives. The current community is centred around the parish of Horning, and is a continuation of the original monastic order who established themselves in St. Benet's Abbey in the 9th century, said Ben. He would love to extend membership across Norfolk and beyond, and has enlisted the help of Benedictine monks from Mirefield in West Yorkshire. This will be the first time since just after the Reformation, some 500 years ago, that an actual monastic community will once again be involved in the life of St. Benedict's. It's very exciting, said Ben, who trained as a priest himself at Mirefield. The annual outdoor service will remain the focal point of the year, but he hopes to introduce regular meetings of the revitalised St. Benedict's community for people interested in incorporating some of the ideals of St. Benedict into their lives and being part of the annual service. The community offers support, companionship, and a path of Christian disciplineship that is inspired by the teachings of St. Benedict, said Ben. Members will follow the simple rule of life, nothing burdensome or unachievable. He is rector of the benefice of St. Benedict, which includes the parishes of Ashmanhore, Barton Turf, Beeston, St. Lawrence, Horning, Irstead, Nitestead and St. Benet's Abbey.